Hi, Dylan. Dylan?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Dylan. My name's Matt. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can't complain. Obviously, you know, we were speaking to you about how we can help you grow your business. Have you ever done any marketing before?
Yeah, I did some recently from like a did a little bit with this company for I think the name was like a something Ascension Consulting. They like created an ad for me and ran it on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. And,
okay.
But
yeah, how'd that work out for you?
I mean, not, it wasn't bad. It was a little expensive. Felt like it was a little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was nice because it was already like booked appointments, like people that actually wanted estimates, and it scheduled them for me and everything.
Okay.
And it was a lot of them. It was just I seen someone else the exact same advertisement, just like different voice on Facebook, and then the way they made the ad made it sound like we build decks for like $7,000. So, I mean, I went on probably 100 estimates in the course of 2 months. And
wow.
80% of them, their people were just seeing if they could get a deck for $7,000. And I'm like, no, it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's small, you know, unless it's small, but these people have 400 or 500 square foot decks on their house.
Mm-hmm. You pretty much stay in the deck space, like that's kind of what your niche is right now, correct?
I mean, that's what I like doing.
Huh?
I do like building, but like we just finished up a bathroom last week. We do also like outdoor living, screened in porches, pergolas, stuff like that.
Okay.
And then also, we do interior work. We do kitchens, bathrooms, floors. But I'm trying to push the business towards decking.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like in the carpentry-like side of things, you know,
yeah.
Decking. Do you do fencing as well or just mainly just decking?
Yeah, no fencing.
Okay. I got you. So yeah, I mean, we can definitely help you, grow your business. I mean, you're pretty much in the general contracting phase, but obviously you probably don't do roofing or anything like that, or foundation and concrete, that sort of thing, but you do like decks and patios, you do interior finishing, like you do like remodeling and renovation and that sort of thing. Would I kind of got the gist of what you're doing, would you say?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And it's top tier contractors, yeah? That's the name you're going under? Now, did you set up like any business, like did you set up like an LLC or a DBA for that name?
Yeah.
Okay.
The LLC.
Gotcha. And do you have general liability insurance for the business as well?
Yeah, I'm working with comp. Well, I get to work with comp about a month under that, but
yeah, good. And you're pretty much like out of Allentown, right?
Yeah, Quakertown.
Quakertown, I gotcha. Kind of bleeds in there too. Okay. So you're Quakertown, PA. Okay. Cool. I got a couple quick questions for you though, because I want to see if you qualify for something as well. So we have this thing with Google. It's a pay per lead program. Have you ever done any like pay per leads before in the past?
Yeah, not only through like I think it was like Thumbtack, something like that. Years and years ago. And it was just junk. It was a bunch of old leads that they sent to 10 other contractors. And
sure.
By the time I even responded to the people. They had already hired someone.
Yeah. So the nice thing about Google is you show up at the very tippy top of Google. So anytime that somebody types up like any keyword that relates to your business, you're at the top on their pay-per-lead program. Okay. And what's nice about that, Dylan, is you only pay for a lead that you actually want. And Google's not going to share it with somebody. Okay. So those are the positives about it. Right. And I have guys that are doing phenomenally well on it. Okay. The negatives about it, it does take about 4 to 8 weeks to get set up. It's like a strenuous process to get it set up. But once it is set up, Google does not share that lead with anybody else. It's fully exclusive to you. Now, that doesn't stop people from calling other people, but at least it's not being shared like other platforms, you know, will do to you. Okay? And being obviously at the very tippy top of Google has its benefits. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So how it works is this. Like, let's say somebody calls you up on the pay-per-lead, and they're like, hey, I want you to come build a whole deck for me. Okay? Can you come out, give me an estimate, da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Great. If you want the lead, you're going to pay for it. Okay? If you don't want the lead, you don't pay for it. That's how simple it is with Google. Okay? But if the lead makes sense to pay for it, Google's going to charge you $83 for that lead.
Okay, now are these leads, like, do I know what the description of the job is?
They call you up and they tell you, and then at that point, the only time that Google charges you for it is if you give them pricing over the phone or you agree to go meet them in person. So obviously you got to ask questions. Okay, you know, hey, so you want to do a deck? Okay, what's your address? Okay, you can pull it up. Okay, like how big, what are you thinking in terms of that? Okay, great. You know, and if it makes sense, like, I mean, I'm sure you kind of have a budget in mind, like what's kind of the pricing you want to stay within. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. You know what? You only want to spend $2,000 for a deck. Unfortunately, yeah, I'm just not going to be able to make that happen for you, you know, and you just simply and politely let them go. Right. But if that person makes sense, or somebody calls you up and says, hey, you know what? I want to do a whole bathroom remodel. Okay. Explain to me what you're looking to do. Okay, great. Let me come meet you out on Tuesday at 3:00. Does that work for you? Great. You know? And so anytime you want the lead, they're going to charge you $83. Now I have guys that like, it takes them like 2 leads usually to get like a solid job. I mean, like something that's going to make you really good money. But, you know, 83 times 2, you pay $166 for a really good job, right? So, again, and this is all keyword generated. It's not like, you're getting bunky leads. I mean, you'll get calls sometimes that don't make sense, but for the most part, it's going to be the best lead out there, okay? So that's one way I can help you, okay? Again, you have to have general liability insurance, no felonies over the last 7 years now. And obviously you need to be registered with the Pennsylvania department, you have your state license as well, correct? For general contracting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all that stuff we would have to give to Google. That's why it takes time to get approved for that. But my general contractors that are doing that platform dealing, like do phenomenally well. And this is not the main thing. This is for like filler. So there's going to be times like when you need extra work and you can turn these pay per leads on. Right, and turn them off at any time with a snap of a button. That's how easy it is to turn this stuff on and off with us, right? So that's one product. The second way that we're going to help your business grow is we can get you on the map section of Google. So anytime in the, you know, Quaker town and like usually like 15 to 25 mile radius, anytime anybody like types in any keyword that relates to your business, decks, deck repair, deck installation, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, right? All those keywords, we can get you to show up on the map section, right? And they can call you and find you directly that way as well. So the cool thing is that package is at a flat rate. So it's not like a click per call or a click per job, or it's not like a pay per lead kind of platform like I was just talking to you about. But, you know, having you on the map section will get you a good consistent amount of business month after month. That's just at the other part of Google and on Google's page. Okay. And then lastly, with all of our packages, we include some Facebook ads as well. So anytime somebody, types in a keyword, that relates to your business, let's say they typed in deck, installation. Okay. And they see you on Google, but they don't call you, Dylan. What will happen is anytime that person goes on to Facebook, they're now going to see a sponsored ad coming from your business that hits their personal Facebook as they're like looking through people's stories or pictures and stuff like that. It's called retargeting ads, right? And it's keyword generated. So it's very like specific and it's very tailored for people that are in the area actively looking for your business. So that will also help generate you calls, right, and help you get more business on buyer retargeting ads on Facebook as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So most people start with our ideal package. I've been here for a long time. You know, obviously I want to set you up for both short-term and long-term success. So the ideal package, like I said, includes all three levels of service. It includes getting you set up for the pay-per-lead platform. It has you on the map section, and then it has the retargeting ads from Facebook, okay? So it does take time, like I said, to get you set up for the pay-per-lead program. We have to do the background check. Like, no felonies over the last 7 years, right? You're good on that?
Yeah, I do have one, but it was from 2016, I was convicted.
Okay, so that's 9 years ago, so you're fine. Okay, so yeah, you would pass. So as long as it's not in the last seven, so you're good. Yeah, as long as you have the general liability insurance, you have your, you know, obviously your license, right, your licensed contractor, and, you know, we'll also help you create a website as well. Because obviously we got to get you a website, we got to like get your presence on Google, and with our platform, we're gonna help you get 5-star reviews. Okay, I'm sure you've done a lot of jobs already over the last few years now, and you have a clientele of people you've already done work with. Once you get set up with us, Dylan, all you have to do is put their information into our system, and then our system will send them an automated text message and everything for them to go and give you a 5-star review on Google. Because obviously if we just get you on Google and run ads without you having 5-star reviews, doesn't do us any good either, right? Because people want to deal with people that have reviews and look good. So with all of that being said, we're one-stop shop, A to Z here. So how the ideal package works is this, okay? The first month is $499, okay? That includes getting your activation in terms of getting your, like, background check paid for and all that stuff for the pay-per-lead program. And it includes your first month of service, getting you on top of Google, right, and your Facebook ads, okay? Then the next month thereafter, it goes down to $299 a month, Dylan. The only additional charge on that $299 is how many pay-per-leads you take in addition to the $299. Okay? So, obviously, if you start taking a bunch of pay-per-leads, you know, it's going to run that up. You know, so I always tell people, you know, take a couple, turn it off. Take it a couple and then turn it back on. You know what I mean? So that you kind of like pick at it in that sense, but you're not going too crazy as well. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
So based on our discussion, can you see how the ideal package would help your business?
Yeah, I'm already like super swamped. I'm booked out till May, and man, we're a small company. I got two guys that work for me full time.
How do you keep up with the business then? Or how are you going to grow the business, I should say, if you're booked out all the way to May? You know, obviously, you know, us getting you on Google is going to bring in more jobs. I mean, how are you going to stay on top of everything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't want to be like a big business. Like, I don't want to have 15 guys working for me. You know, I'm still fairly young. I don't want to be a paper contractor where I just go out and sell jobs. I enjoy doing the work, so. But I did this before. I did it where, you know, 2 years ago, I had 6 guys working for me, and it's hard to find people that actually want to stay with the company and grow with that company, let alone people that, you know, are willing to start out at 20, you know, 22, 25 bucks an hour. I had 3 guys that wanted $30 an hour, but they didn't know how to use a freaking circular saw or a real tape measure. So, I mean,
obviously, you know, we're talking to you about growing your business, getting you more leads.
Yeah, like, I was saying, I did that the advertisement from October. I did it September, October, November. You know, and I'm out doing estimates all day, like 3 days a week. But then my jobs aren't getting done on in the time that I planned for them to get done. So I think in order for me to even take on anything like this, where I'm going to have to go out and do estimates, I need to find someone that can fill my shoes on the site, or find someone that can sell the job and go out and do the estimates and do it for the customers.
Well, you know, the good news is, obviously, to grow your business, obviously, you have to have consistent leads, but not just leads, like quality leads. So, which being on Google is going to get that for you? Because we all know the power of Google. I mean, you know, it's working for my clients. So, I want to make sure you do well and still make it affordable for you, right? And still have, like, a solid lead strategy that's focusing on both short-term and long-term. So it takes commitment, though, obviously, on both of our sides. And obviously, I know spending money is not always something any of us want to do. But this is going to grow your business and get you, like, a good tool. And obviously, you know, I know you're, you know, serious about, like, growing your business, or we wouldn't be talking. You know, the good news, though, is this, you know, it just – what's the nice thing is, like, you being, like, you know, busy, right? And obviously you need to, you know, get some more help trained, you know, and that's smart. But, you know, we could even just start off with our $299 package. I mean, it's designed to just provide you a consistent, like, flow of leads. So it's not an overwhelming amount, right? And that'll allow you to gradually transition and then train, like, somebody without feeling like rushed. So we can start small and then scale up and get you more comfortable, right? And as your helper becomes more proficient, this will give you the time needed to build that, you know, solid foundation.
The name of your guys' company is, what is it again? Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Like L-O-C-K or C. A-L,
yeah,
local.
And I can send you an email right now, too, like, so you can see it, like, all broken down to you here. Let's go ahead and do that right now. Yeah, L-O-C-A-L, and then the word splash, like water, local splash.
.com?
Yeah, we've been in business for 20 years. We were on TV. I have all kinds of clients. I'm going to send you a video from a guy who owns Stingray Electric out of Florida. He spends a lot of money with us, and, you know, he explains, like, how he uses all levels of service, you know? So we could always, you know, do the paper leads later, you know? But, you know, I always tell people the sooner we get going on it, obviously, the better off it's going to be for you, because, you know, like, what we do is we help businesses scale, you know? I'm not trying to get you to spend a bunch of money either right out the gate. You know, I just want to, like, get you a good, consistent lead flow, right, where it kind of builds itself. Because, obviously, the first step is we got to get you a nice website. That takes 7 to 10 days, right? Then we got to finish up all your ads and get your Facebook ads, you know, the retargeting ads that we talked about, that's going to take like 2 to 3 weeks from start to finish. So like the first month you'll see like results, but month two is where this thing really starts to like kind of start building momentum and really like take off in a sense, right? Because it's not like an overnight deal, right? I wish it was. Like I could just flick on a switch and then you're there, right? We're talking about getting you on the first page of Google. So it's a lot of work that takes place, but we will get you there and you know, we'll get you the results that you're looking for. What's your email, Dylan?
Top tier first. So top tier, the number one, and then ST at gmail.com.
S is in, okay, like oh, first, okay, so top tier and then 1ST at Gmail.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Did I get that right?
Yep.
And it's spelled D-Y-L-L-A-N? Did I get that as well?
D-Y-L-A-N.
Okay, 1L. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Cool. Yeah, I mean, the nice thing is you do different types of services, so you're not just a debt company. Right? You do like remodeling and, you know, and you do like all kinds of different general contracting. So I can get you some like really good consistent jobs and where you're not just bidding all day long and wasting money. So being on top of Google is beneficial, obviously. That's where 93% of people go to find a business, by the way. Right? 93% of people go to Google over anywhere else. Why? Because we all do that, right? So that's like a given, right? So obviously you don't want to just be there. You want to be dominating there. And that's how we can help you start getting more quality leads by being on Google, right? Versus like some of the other like, you know, Thumbtacks or Angie's or Yelp, right? Those are all just like kind of directory kind of leads. Right? Being on Google is like where you want to be. And so I can have you up there. Like it's going to take us like 3 weeks to get momentum going. And then month two, this thing, like I said, will start to produce a night and day difference in phone calls compared to the first month, because the first month we have to like get a lot of stuff like built out and moving for you.
Okay. When you guys do the website, do you guys do like make it so that way there's like an AI chat thing that someone can talk to right away? Does everything get linked to my
channel? Normally we don't do like that of an extensive website, you know, because we are going to build it out for you at no cost, right? But there's also like things we can add over time if we need to. But yeah, I mean, we're not going to usually like have like an AI chat. I mean, you know, people pay thousands of dollars for some of those types of websites, but we're going to build you out a really nice website. You know what I mean? But, you'll be able to take payment on the website. That's nice. But like, yeah, there's like chat bot and stuff like that. You want people to call you anyways, you know, you don't want people
That's
how business is conducted, you know, not through AI or chat bots or anything like that. Like, if that strategy worked, believe me, we would build that into our websites. But to be honest with you, I mean, we've been in business for over 20 years now. We lead this space, and we have, like I said, some of the biggest companies in America that use us. Like, one of our companies is Extra Space Storage. You know those big storage unit locations? They have 4,400 locations. That's our client. So, you know, we've done them all. And, you know, so AI chatbots, though. You just want them to call you. You want to get them on the phone and you want to like, obviously, you know, figure out what's going on and then get to them and get them a quote so that they want to do business with you. Right.
You
as long as you can do that, which sounds like you're good at.
Do you work with anybody like small business, like in our area in Pennsylvania or in?
Oh yeah. I mean, we have lots of clients in Pennsylvania. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have over 20,000 businesses that are with us. Again, we're not a small company. We're a very large company. So, yeah, I have tons of clients in Pennsylvania. None of them that's given me permission yet to talk about them, right? So, obviously, I got to get permission to, like, speak about certain people, right? So that's why I talk about Stingray Electric all the time, because he made a video for me, right, which I'm about to send you. But, yeah, like, there's certain businesses, like, Like, there's another one. I have a client and that's a pest control guy out of South Carolina that I talk about all the time, right? But yeah, I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of businesses in Pennsylvania to shoot you straight, though, Dylan. Do you also do deck repair as well?
No.
No?
I don't like the weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. Try to
so you're mainly thing. Like deck insulation and like that sort of thing.
I mean, I would do, yeah, like a reface, like taking the old board, all the old boards off and replacing them, you know, stuff like that. Yeah,
okay.
But not like, I'm not going out to replace a couple deck boards or replace a section of handrails, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Which makes a lot of sense, you know? And what I like about our $299 package is like $10 a day, right? And it literally gets you in the right direction and you don't have to go crazy right out the gate with me. Like, sure, yeah, you getting the paper leads eventually will help your business, no doubt. Like, it'll scale your business to the level you want to go to, okay? But the thing about the paper leads is if we decide to go that route, Google does make you prepay for 13 leads up front. Okay, like an accredited like account, right? So now obviously that's kind of an expense, right? So what we're talking, you know, 13 times 83, that's $1,079 worth of leads that you have to put on like in an account. Now you don't have to use all 13 right within a week or 2 weeks or even in a month, but Google's gonna make you prepay for those 13 leads, right? So
those 13,
again,
does it charge you? Does it always make you have 13 though? Like, so if you use one of them, does it bill you so you always have 13 and they?
Well, yeah. So over time, as you pick at it, right? Eventually, once you use the 13, it's going to make you reload for another 13. So once you use the 13, it makes you reload it for the other 13 on it. Makes sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
So great question though. So, you know, you start off with the 13. Let's say it takes you a month and a half to get through the 13. Then once you're done with it, then another 13, it will reload you, right? So, but the good news is, you know, that's the general contracting vertical, but we would exclude, it's called negative keywords, right? So we would exclude certain things out of the general contracting because certain things that you don't do, right? Accessory buildings, right? You probably don't do a lot of exterior finishings, right? You don't do foundation and concrete. You don't do commercial products, right? So we would exclude like those certain things out of it, right? Where it's only like focusing like on decks and patios, home addition, home home remodeling, home renovation, right? And interior finishing, right? That's what we would like focus like the type of calls on that for you. So it's like exclusively like what you do.
Okay.
Which is great. Like I said, I just sent you an email too. Did you get it? Let me know if you got it. It should be coming from Matt Evans.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So in that email, like you'll see there's some videos. Like we were on TV at one time. NBC News put us on TV. So that screams a lot about our business. Extra Space Storage that I was just telling you about, the director of marketing, you know, sent a thing. And then that electrician video, Stingray Electric, you can Google them right now. Stingray Electric has over, let's see, I want to see what they're at right now in terms of five-star reviews. They're at 201 five-star reviews right now. And they use our platform to get that, by the way. So, you know. Like you said, I have every type of person, like handyman down to guys that spend $50,000 a month with me. So I have them all, right? And everybody started exactly the same way I'm talking to you about. You know, let's start like at a good level. If you want to do, pay per leads, there's a one-time charge basically of $200, right? That covers your background check and all the paperwork. Right. So that's the only difference on your monthly. It's either $299 or if you want to do the pay per lead, it's $499 your first month. But then every month, like I said, it's $299 until we get your pay per leads like situated and you get like pre-approved for that.
Okay.
But my recommendation, you know, is start somewhere that you're, you know, comfortable with. You know, if you want to, like, if you really want to grow in 2026, then yeah, we should, you know, try to start getting the paper leads moving in the right direction. So that's going to take a couple months to get you approved. Cause obviously, Dylan, Google doesn't just put anybody at the very tippy top until you get vetted. That's why the background check's there. That's why we got to show them your general contractor license. That's why we got to get, your, you know, show them that you have the liability insurance. I have to get you 5 5-star reviews, right? I mean, there's like a whole checklist of stuff that our team has to get done in order to get you approved for that. But once you get approved for that and you get a taste of those pay per leads, there's nothing like it. Yeah, our basic package of you being on the map section and our, and the $100 of retargeting ads that we spend within that package on Facebook does help, right? And we'll give you a good ROI month after month. But the paper leads is like the game changer. It's like what's going to really take your business to the next level. So, you know, if you're able to kind of get everything situated over the next few months, then I would recommend, hey, let's go for, you know, with the paper leads as well. But if you don't think in the next few months you're going to be able to have somebody trained or somebody to like help assist you, then we can just hold off on the paper leads until you're ready to do that. So like I said, I'm here at any way for you.
All right. Now, so I had created a business profile for Top Tier. Back in, I think like September or August. And they suspended it and they didn't give me a reason. They just said I went.
Yep.
Something
matched. If I had a dollar for every time I hear that, I'd be a very rich man. In fact, I have one guy, he spent 3 years fighting Google back and forth and we got that taken care of in 2 weeks and re-up. So again, us being a Google partner, because we work hand, we're a Google partner. Like, you know, if you went on to Google, is local splash. Here's one thing where I always tell people, like, you know, what separates us from other internet marketing companies is we are like it's like being licensed, right? So if you went on to Google as local splash a Google partner, here's what Google says. Yes, local splash is a Google partner holding a high tier status that signifies demonstrated expertise, training, and adherence to Google standards in managing client ad spends and delivering results, right? So that's what Google, like I just Googled that, right? That's exactly what came back from Google, right? So my point I'm making is we're going to be able to get your suspension taken care of. We do that all day long. We're going to first find out what they suspended you for, and then we're going to get whatever necessary documentation over to them to get it activated and handled for you. But like you dealing with Google yourself, it's a nightmare, right? And people don't realize how hard it is to deal with Google because Google's Google, right? You know? And,
yeah,
you know, they don't have good customer service. You talk to some dude in India, right? And it's just not like dialed in. And, you know, we're going to obviously, you know, provide you that service and like giving you the website, getting your Google business profile established. Why do we need your Google business profile established? Well, I can't get you on Google without you having a Google business profile, right? So all of that's going to be linked and all of that's going to be handled with my client manager that I'm going to assign to your file. So Dylan, to shoot you straight, I have over 1,000 clients. Okay. I've been here a long time. Okay. And, you know, for me to stay on top of everybody makes it very difficult. So what our team did about 8 months ago, was kind of take some of that off of my like workload, because having to sit there and talk to my clients all the time and making sure. So then we established client managers, right? And I think that's been one of the best business moves our company did over the last 20 years now is establishing client managers. And the job of the client manager is to make sure all the little things are being done and pulling resources where we need to make sure that you're getting the results and that you continue to stay with us. Okay. And to shoot you straight, I have a 93% retention rate. So 93% of people stay with me. The reason why that 7% don't work out or don't stay with me is because either A, they're not picking up their phone, or B, they're being very unresponsive with us. Okay. I have some 60-year-old guys that, like, I swear, like, I'm pulling teeth that they don't pick up their phone or they never make meetings with us, right? I can't, you know, force somebody to be a good business owner. But as long as you pick up your phone and doing what you're doing, like you said, going out, giving the estimates, we're talking about getting you on Google, right? So you can't get better than being on Google. You want to give it a try?
I'm looking at the email that you sent me. So it has.
So this is just the $299 package, right? But if you want to do the pay per leads, like we talked about, right? The only difference is your first month, it'll be basically $499 your first month, then it drops down to $299. And then once we get you pre-approved for it, we're going to sit down. It's probably going to be towards like the end of February, right? Because obviously we got to get all the things set up for it. But when you are pre-approved, then obviously we're going to need to sit down and be like, okay, Dylan, we got to prepay the 13 leads. Right. And obviously that's going to be a $1,079 transaction. Okay. But meanwhile, you would have already gotten results from us and what have you. So it's something like, you know, obviously if you don't want to start with that now, we can always do it later. Okay. But, you know, it's something though, the sooner you get going on it, then you're going to be moving in the right direction to eventually get those leads, you know, moving for you as well.
All right, so with the $299, do you guys still do the website or no?
Yeah, we do. Normally, I have to charge you like $100 to get that set up because our time and energy and everything, but we're running a holiday special. It's just $299. So you're catching us at a good time, actually, because the holidays is like, you know, we're giving like an amazing offer right now. So yeah, the $299, that'll cover getting your website done. We even give you a phone number. There's a tracking phone number that we put on all the ads, right? And then it will forward to whatever number you want it, like whether your cell phone or what have you. And the reason why we put the tracking phone number is we want to know where that lead came from. Did it come from the Facebook ad? Did it come from you being on Google, right? And all those analytics are going to show us how everything's performing, to help us make tweaks along the way so that we can continue to keep making sure that you're performing better and better over time. So that's the reason for the tracking number. And the cool thing is all your calls are recorded. So in your back office, right, you can download our app, by the way, the Local Splash app, and everything's at your fingertips. So you'll be able to see all your leads, all your calls are recorded. You can listen to the calls at any time, right? You can request 5-star reviews from your app. Like, it's super integrative, and we've invested millions of dollars to help you, like, grow your business, you know, all within the app as well. So that's all, you know, user-friendly and whatnot. So we show you all this, by the way. We don't just throw you in the deep end here and say good luck, right? We're going to hold your hand every step away back to why the client manager is so important, because we want to, like, grow your business, and obviously, you know, over time you're going to want to spend more money with us. And that's the great thing about us, is we have the ability to scale this as deep or as wide as you'd like, or just keep it conservative as much as you want. So I have a lot of people that are just on this $299 package and they're fine with that. And then I have, like I said, some guys that spend $50,000 a month with me. So it just depends on how aggressive you want to grow, but I think you starting here is a good first step, right? And then we can build on over time and later.
All right, so 9-1. Like how long is
it? What's your question? I can barely hear you. What was that?
How long until the website is up and running, and like, am I listed on Google from, like, if I'm were to do it today? Is it like?
Yeah, so you're asking me like the timeline, and that's a really, really good question because at the end of the day, there are timelines. So it takes us 7 to 10 days, right, to actually get you like your website built out. Okay. And then 10 to 14 days is when your Facebook ads start running. And then within the first 30 days, depending on how quickly it takes us to get your Google Business Profile established, right, and re-enabled, that's when you're going to start showing up on Google. It's going to come down to your Google Business Profile. But we're going to be able to at least have your Facebook ads running to start getting you some calls and like some response, because that's all keyword generated. So we link the Facebook ads to people typing in certain keywords that relate to your business, and it's targeted only to those people, right? Because it doesn't make sense for us to just run a Facebook ad. Do you need a deck? Well, like, if the person's not looking for a deck, why would we show them an ad, right? So that's the reason why it's all related to the keywords, okay? So the faster, obviously, we get things moving, and the faster our company gets Google, like, established in terms of having your business profile, then, you know, that's when you're going to, like I said, start seeing the results you're looking for.
Okay. And
yeah, so to answer you blatantly, though, like, you're going to get calls your first month, right? You will. Right. It's then the second month is really when this thing takes off. Okay. But month three is when it's like built a lot of steam and like now it's like compounding on it. So like month two and three is where you're going to see like the real significance of this. Right. And the cool thing is we don't lock you in any long-term contract. Right. That's how confident we are in our business. But we do ask a 3-month commitment out of you. And the reasoning is we, like, lose money the first 3 months, right? So we need you to stay committed for us for 3 months. But as long as you do, like, you're going to want to, like, spend more and more money with us over time.
Yeah, maybe not right now. I couldn't do it right now. I would have to wait until at least like mid-January.
Yeah. Well, the reason why you even got this call is we actually had a general contractor fall off the page. So anytime somebody falls off the front page in the map section, Google lets us know, right? And so we start calling. So we're actually calling like your competition right now, right? And so, cause we're trying to get this position filled and that's what we do, right? So we fill like front place, pace plant. That's what our company's been about. And once we do get it solidified, then we can't work with another general contractor in the area. So that's been always part of the commitment and us being a Google partner. We're not allowed to work with two of the same businesses in the same location, like same vertical basically. Right, because Google requires that.
Is it code or is it like a region?
Region. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once we get this filled, like I had to turn down two people last week, and it sucks turning down business. But you know, part of you know us and the like being a Google partner, Google requires that we cannot like work with two of the same people in the same area, because it's not fair to you guys either. Like I'm helping your competition get on the front page of Google and I'm helping you at the same time, right? So that's the parameters. Now Google doesn't care, right? But in order to be a Google partner and do what we do, because we do what they call search engine optimization, right? So in order for what we do, like to keep our standing with Google, we're not allowed to, you know, have two of the same type of businesses in the same area right? So we are actively contacting, like, general contractors right now to get it filled. So, I mean, like I said, it's $10 a day. You get a website, you know. It's really actually a good deal. And, like, you know, it's a good first step. You know, and you're not going to get, like, bombarded with a ton of leads right out the gate. So you're going to have time to, like, build into this as well.
All right, so... All right, and so how often do I have to be available to, like, meet with you guys over the next, like...
Great question. See, you ask really good questions, and I actually really appreciate that. Okay, so the first step is I would just get your account set up, okay? And then I'd send you the invoice. We get all that taken care of. And then we would schedule a 45-minute call, like, whether you want it, like, towards the end of this week or even early next week. We go over a few things. And then your account manager will then schedule, like, one other call this month with you. And then after that, it's usually, like, a 5-minute call here. Like, we'll give you an update. Or, like, but you'd be meeting for, like, with us for, like, 30 minutes once a month, like, thereafter, basically. So it's nothing crazy. It's not, like, a ton of commitment. Just answer your phone and really, like, start getting 5-star reviews, right? And I even send, like, a real helpful email on how to get 5-star reviews using our system here, right? As long as you're doing those two things, like answering the phone when the leads, like, the phone calls come in, and you're working on getting 5-star reviews on Google, and you take those two things seriously, you're going to be very successful. It's that simple. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science, you know, and you'll know exactly what's expected of you. But if you are serious about growing your business, I mean, this is definitely the direction you want to go. I mean, come on, let's keep it straight here that the people that are on the first page of Google are the ones that are doing the best in terms of a business standpoint.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah, I mean, I'm willing to do it. The reason why I asked so many questions is because, like I said, I just ended with that other company, and, I mean, I was giving them, it was like $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
It was $2,500 for them, but then it was also $50 every day for Facebook ads. And then after,
I mean,
like,
Facebook's
month,
okay.
Facebook's
okay. That's why we use it in our package, but... But not that kind of money. I have a roofing company in North Carolina that was spending $2,000 a month with Angie's, and I had to help them get out of this year contract that they were in, and they're so grateful. They're going to be in my next video, by the way. You know how, like, I just sent you the electrician video? Well, I can't wait to get this roofing company to do a video for me. But yeah, they're a really good size roofing company, and, they were spending $2,000 a month with Angie's, and literally just all that money was going down the drain. Like, they weren't getting business, you know? We're talking about $299 a month, like a night and day difference. And, again, we got to start somewhere. That's why I'm trying to make this ridiculously easy for you, because I'm not asking you to spend a bunch of money. If you want to get the pay per leads, I highly recommend if you can budget the $499, because that gets your background check paid for. It gets you all set up so that when you're ready, like, in February-ish to sit, like, and you've already tasted the success, and you're like, okay, guys, yeah, let's do the paper leads, then you're already in that, like, you're already moving in that trajectory, because we've gotten the background check and all that paperwork to Google, and you're already pre-approved now for that, you know, if you can handle more leads, you know? If that's not, like, something you're going to be able to get, like, comfortably, in a sense where in February you're going to have somebody be able to help you, then let's just continue to wait until you are ready and just stay on the $299 to start.
All right. So the $299, it puts my company listed on Google. And
then $100 of that is the so $199 covers that you on Google. Yes. You're going to be on the front page of Google, right? And the map section. So anytime anybody, like, types in any keywords in your area, you're going to show up on the front page. Okay? Now, to get at the very tippy top, right, if we were to go type in right now, right, let's type in right now, deck company, right? Let's just do that right now together, okay? Just bear with me. I just want to get your zip code again. And I'm going to do Quakertown. Okay. That company in Quakertown, PA, right? Let's see what shows up right now. Okay. Are you in front of Google right now where you can do that? That company, Quakertown, PA?
Yep.
If you type those exact words, that company, and I just put space, Quakertown, space, PA, right? Now, our research results are going to show a little bit differently because I'm not exactly where you're at, but I'm showing stumps, decks, and porches, and First State building and design. Do you show those at the very tip of your
Mine shows stumps first and then amazing decks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Amazing. So yeah, because it like you did it right after. But so you see how it kind of like varies. But sponsored businesses, that's the pay per lead right there. That's where the money is, right? That's why Google's charging so much for those leads, because there is prime real estate. What I'm talking about with our basic $299 package is where the map section is below that.
Okay,
that makes sense.
So,
yeah.
So the top.
So you're going to be on the map section, right?
And then the business
below all that. Okay.
Mine says,
and people like I said, they use Google Maps. We put you on Apple Maps too, right? There's all kinds of things that, you know, all the directories, Yelp, right? All that stuff we're going to put you on as well. But you're going to get calls from just being on the map section. As long as you can start working on getting 5-star reviews using our tools, because obviously, you know, me putting you on Google and you not working on the 5-star reviews is going to be detrimental for your success, because we need some 5-star reviews, right? Because, you know, nobody wants to deal with a ghosty company either. So just start getting the 5-star reviews, and little by little, inch by inch, brick by brick, Dylan, you're going to start getting, like I said, the results that you're looking for. And it doesn't take like 6 months for you to see results either. And again, super affordable, right? If I wanted you to spend a bunch of money out the gate, we'd be talking about other packages that I have. But my goal is to start at a good level for you so you can see results and start getting a good ROI, right? And then over time, we could always add more fuel to the fire or a little bit of money. Like maybe spend an extra $100 a month on Facebook, right? You know, start getting the paper leads going, right? That's where, and that's why that electrician video I sent you, that's where he was talking about how he uses all the levels of our services, right, to scale his business. But again, he is a little bit bigger of a company than yours. But my point I'm making though is, you know, you can use all of our services and grow over time with us. And start, like I said, just with the $299 package.
Okay. I've got one other, well, maybe two other questions. The website. Mm-hmm. Do I have ownership of the website?
Great question. So if you decide to, yeah, you'll have access to it. If you decide to leave us, right, then there is a buyout for that website. Okay? We don't charge you up front for it. But since we did invest time and energy in from it, and if you decide to leave us in the future, there's a buyout for it. It's like $199 for it. But you do have control and access to it while you're a client of ours as well. But we have to pay for the domain, right? We have to build it out for you, right? And so, but as long as I'm getting you the results.
As long as I have the option to, like, that's definitely an option. I can 100% buy it out if I were to ever cancel with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. We're not here to, like, leave you hanging, and we want you as a long-term client. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I just had a bad experience. You know, I had a bad experience just recently.
Yeah, but you also
know,
were
so.
Spending, like, thousands and thousands of dollars with these guys. I'm asking for $299 a month here. Like, night and day difference. I'm so cheap right now compared to what you're spending. Like, it's almost ridiculous. But the reason why, you know, I'm not asking you for thousands of dollars up front, because you haven't tasted like the power of what we can do for you. And then once you taste it, sure, you're going to be more motivated to spend more money, right? Because as you know, the more you spend, the more you get, right? So, but we need to start somewhere that's comfortable and start getting you the results that you're looking for. And then once we get that for you, even at a basic $299 level, then, you know, it's going to be a lot easier of a conversation for all of us to say, okay, let's make some tweaks here. Let's spend a little bit more here. What do you think about that, Dylan? Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously we want you to grow and spend more money, right? But, you know, a lot of times people are just comfortable at the $299, you know? So, it doesn't matter to us, you know, we're not going anywhere. We've been doing this 20 years, but you know, what we will say is this, you know, the main benefit of why you should get the pay per lease is because being at the very tippy top of Google, there's nothing better. The best lead out there.
Yeah.
And that comes from experience. I have hundreds of people that are doing the pay per leads out there. Right. Hundreds and hundreds. Right. And so, why is it so good? Because you Google general contracting, deck repair, or excuse me, not deck repair, deck installation, and you're at the very tippy top of Google, right?
Yeah, yeah, first,
there's value the in one. That.
Yeah. Yeah. People usually don't scroll past the first five before, you know, calling some. I know I never do. It's the first, within the first three or four, I'm calling one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of people use the map section too. So, like, I look at businesses on my Google Maps app, right? I don't, like, if I'm looking for a business, I go to Google Maps. And so I'm looking at the maps versus, like, just the Google, like, search bar, right? But I'm different, right? Not everybody does that. Some people just go onto Google and type something in. But, you know, the map section, that's why I like, you know, like, if we get, once we get you there on the map section, that you're going to have just like a, it's not a pay per lead, you know, but being on the pay per leads, what's so great about it is you don't pay for leads that don't make sense. Somebody calls you up, you know, and it doesn't make sense for you to spend that kind of money on the lead. Guess what? You're going to ultimately turn that lead down. I mean, because $83 is $83.
How do I accept the lead, though? Like, if they just call me, how do
they just call you up? The only time, so what happens is there's a robot that listens, like an AI bot, since you're like, you like the AI stuff, right? You, and you asked about that. Well, Google has an AI bot that listens to calls. So the only time that you get charged for that call is if you get pricing over the phone or you meet that customer in person. It's the only time you get charged for that. So, obviously, if it's not a lead you want, you're not giving pricing over the phone, or you do not agree to go meet that person in person, and Google is not going to charge you for that lead, that phone call.
Okay.
Now, if it's somebody that, like, okay, and that's why I say you got to be specific. Okay, what's your address? You pull them up, right? You're looking at the house, right? Okay, and what do you want? What do you want done on that? Okay, well, how much do you charge? Well, you know, obviously there's many factors. That's kind of why I'm asking you questions, right? And then they're like, okay, I'm like, it probably makes sense if I come out and meet you, right? But that's why I need to kind of find out, you know, kind of get an idea. Is there a certain range of pricing that you want to stay within? Okay, great, you know, and then you kind of get some like idea of like. And like pick out as much information out of them before you go and meet that person and then spend that $83 on that lead, on that phone.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody that's like serious and you vetted them and like you've had a good conversation on them and you're like, okay, yeah, they definitely are in the market. They're not just curious. They are serious, right? I'll spend $83 all day long on that. Right.
Yeah.
And that's the power of being at the very tippy top. But the good news with the Google pay per leads is you turn it on and you turn it off like at your fingertip at any time. So obviously next week's Christmas. Guess what? You're probably not going to want to run those leads. And I've been telling all my clients like last like week now, right? Hey, look, make sure to turn off your pay per leads during the Christmas week. You know, don't take those calls. Right. And some guys are like, no, I want those calls, man. You know, my plumber guys, of course, you know, I've when I keep talking to you about the guys that spend $50,000, I have a plumber in New York that spends like that kind of crazy amount of money. He's just all over it. Right. But you know, some people though, like I don't recommend obviously running the paper leads during, you know, the Christmas break. It's just because why? Don't waste your time. You want to enjoy your family time, you know? So, but yeah, the paper leads really do work, like, to help scale your business. But if you're not there yet, and you don't feel like you're going to be there in February, then we can just hold off on that until you're ready on that. But if you feel like February you'll be ready, then we might as well start putting that in the hopper, right, and at least start moving in that direction. You know, it's only a difference of $200.
I think it could be, for sure. God, I'm definitely interested in being on the sponsored one a little bit more than just the map. I have one other question about the ad. So the last time I did the ad, they ran an ad, but when you clicked on, like if you actually tried to click on the profile from that, it was like they made a new profile and they didn't have like my
workout. Do you have a business Facebook page set up?
Yes.
Okay, so we're just going to need access to it. And that's how we're going to run the ads from that business page, Facebook page.
Okay,
and we spent $100 in ad budget on that, and it's all keyword tied in from Google. So we link the two systems. Since we're a Meta partner and a Google partner, we link the two systems together, right? So anybody in your area that's typing in the keywords that relate to your business, those are the people that are going to see the sponsored ad that we create for your business, right? And that's it. And we only spend $100 a month on it. Now, obviously, if you, over time you want to spend more, you're going to get more clicks. You're going to get more calls, obviously, from that. But it's very controlled and it's very specific to those people, right?
Yeah.
And we're not trying to blow out the budget here either.
Yeah, we only did Facebook ads, and it was just all over the place. It wasn't.
Yeah, ours isn't all over the place. Like I said, it's just a standalone like here. I can kind of give you an example here. Let me send you an example of what I'm talking about. I'll text it to you right now. Okay, so you can understand. Like it's not some craziness here, but it will get somebody like. And a lot of times people are like, wow, I just typed in this word and now I'm on Facebook and I'm seeing an ad on it. It happens to all of us, right? It's called retargeting ads, right? I'm sure you've had that happen to you before, right? Where you're like watching a YouTube video and then like you're like, wow, I typed something in, right? But it's all keyword generated so that like only the people that type in the keyword on Google see the ad. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so here, I just texted you like an example of what I'm talking about. Take a look at this. So let's say I type in deck repair, right? We'll create something like this, right, for that person to call you directly from Facebook.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how, you're going to stay on top of mine and you're going to get the business. So the main question is, do you think by February you'll be able to have, like, enough in place? Like, we're probably talking the end of February and, like, somebody to help you so that you can handle the paper leads as well?
Yeah, I think so. If not by February, I would say probably closer to the end of March.
Okay.
Only because February is a very busy month for me. I got two huge jobs that I'm doing, and one of them's a commercial job. So
yeah. So then that's in a reasonable period of time. My recommendation is if you can swing the $499, we can at least start getting your background check done, getting all the paperwork so we can eventually get you pre-approved for it. So when the like time comes, right, we can then start pulling the trigger on that, you know, and then that will give you some time too to save up the money, to get your 13 leads because, you know, like I said, it's like getting like a prepaid gas card kind of thing, right? You got to spend $1,079 to buy those 13 leads up front, right? And then you can pick at those leads when the time comes and really start going for it.
Yeah.
But it's your business. You tell me what makes more sense.
You said I can add that at any time. So if you guys start working.
Yeah, we can definitely add it. Like I said, though, the sooner we get going, because it is a 2-month project to get you approved for it. So the sooner we get going on it, obviously, the better off it's going to be in the long run, because it's not an overnight deal. So a lot of times, if we don't, like, if we put it on the back burner, though, you know, we just got to remember to, like, pick it back up, or otherwise, the more we delay it, the more it's going to delay you, you know, getting approved for it, is what I'm saying. So.
Yeah. All right, so I'll do the 299 one right now, and maybe when we do our call, after it's set up, we'll put that in place.
I'll also put you as a reminder, too. Like, I'll put you in my calendar, right? And we'll have another discussion, because if March is, like when you're going to not be able to do it then I would say maybe we have that discussion, like, towards the end of January or something like that, like in a month from now. On that. That way you can start getting the success from it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like I said, I mean, right before Christmas, I got first kids.
Yeah, I understand. I get you, man. And I like I said, I want to work with you, and I want to make sure that, we build a good, solid thing here together, because, I like having happy clients, and I like having, people grow their business. That's how I stay successful here too. So first off, Dylan, the address you use with Google, is that address match up on your LLC?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
So I had created my LLC and then I moved, like, within, like, 6 months after creating it. But I'm pretty sure I updated it on my annual report.
Yeah. So make sure that's something I want you to set, like, a reminder to double check your LLC paperwork to make sure, because you see why I'm asking this specific question, right? Because one thing we're going to have to supply Google is your LLC paperwork, right? And that address needs to be the right address on it. Why?
Okay.
Because if it's off and it's not reflecting the right address, then it's going to screw everything up. Okay?
So if it's off, it takes
like literally a day to file a change of address on your LLC with your state, right? And then you can just apply that once you do that, if it's not correct.
Is that you think that's why they suspended my profile, maybe? So?
I mean, it's probably one thing. I mean, like I said, I don't know all the specifics. We're going to dig into it. But everything's got to be layered and put together, right? Or otherwise, Google's not going to play ball, right?
Okay,
since COVID, Google tightened everything up. But don't worry, you got the right team behind it, because we know how to handle all this stuff. But my first suggestion is, like, start looking into what address shows up on your LLC and if it's the right address or not. If it's not, you need to make sure you update your address on your LLC paperwork. Why? Because technically you're supposed to do that anyways, right? But two, we need to have your LLC showing the right address, because we're going to use that paperwork to supply to Google to help support our claim and help support your Google business profile to get established. That all make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
But
what address is supposed to be? Huh?
I don't have an actual business location.
You're just using your home address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna hide that from the public, but we're gonna need to supply that to Google. So what is that address?
1425. Erdman Road, Erdman.
Okay.
Quakertown, PA, 18951.
Okay. And you said 18951? Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so the only thing that Google is going to show is to say you're in Quakertown. Okay? They're not going to see this Erdman Road address at all, like on your Google business profile, like to the public, right? But Google is going to know, like, and all that. But yeah, so just make sure that this exact address is showing up on your LLC. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Dylan, what's your last name?
Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
Gotcha. No problem. And then the email you gave me, that's like the best email for you on the business?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then this is the like best number for you that we're talking on as well?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. And you want all the leads going to that as well?
Yeah.
Cool. How's the weather been out there? I heard it's been like cold like the last 2 days now. Is it pretty cold out there?
Yeah, Saturday night we got 8 inches of snow.
Wow. Saturday night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was like, cause I have a lot of clients in Virginia too, and like everybody's been telling me it's like been 18 degrees, stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's
like painfully cold out, and I started a deck today, ripping it off. I'm like, it's like 25 degrees out.
Dang. Dang, dang, dang. Okay, so we got to set up a security question on your account. This is anytime we call you or you call in to keep the privacy of your account and so that nobody can, like, tap into it. So you have three different options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go ahead and use?
City I was born in.
Okay, what is that?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Nice. Yep, that's out in Pennsylvania too, huh? Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Okay. Just making sure I spelled it right, too. Some people probably put an A instead of an E on Bethlehem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, I'm getting your invoice put together, and I'm going to be emailing this to you in a second, Dylan. For your monthly, do you want to use, like, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express? What would you like?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay. I should start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
4085.
Mm-hmm.
4040.
Mm-hmm.
4012.
Mm-hmm.
8070.
All right, let me read this back to you. 4085-4040-4012-8070. Did I get all that right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then expiration on that?
0929.
Well, I've been seeing that a lot lately. 0929 has been a... I see 10:30 a lot too. and then the three-digit code on the back.
482.
You said 482? Did I get that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just getting this all put together to you. I'm going to be sending this to you right now. Okay. I got to read this off to you real quick too. Okay? It's for like the protection of your account. And so if you have any questions too, just say, hey, Matt, can you like rephrase this for me? I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding. Since I got you on a discounted pre-arrangement for you, you know, I'm going to be sending this all to you and writing with your invoice. Okay. So,
okay.
This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And like you said, it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Top Tier Contractors, LLC.
Okay. Gotcha. By the way, I always recommend not showing the LLC on your business name. Are you okay with that? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. It clogs up your name, so that's what I always say. So just Top Tier Contractors is what we're going to show on Google. Okay? Number two, okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Dylan Lopez, I'm the owner.
Okay. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as soon as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, it's not a lot of communication, but we need to be active, and you know. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I'll text it to you as well. Please allow any return phone calls up to 24 hours to return to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Okay. For example, a lot of people get calls from Yelp, you know, or what have you. So if you decide that you want to try any of these other types of services, please reach out. We can also get you discounted rates. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah. Does that also mean, like, any of my personal ones, like, if I were to do some? Or
so, in other words, if you decide for your business to do any other, like, online marketing efforts, just, like, let us know. Okay? We don't want anything okay. screwing up your thing. Like I have sometimes people go out and do things and like start or they'll hire something or they'll do this or whatnot. You got to let us know because the last thing we want is your placement on Google to be affected by it. Okay.
Okay. So that's yeah, the main reason why we have like that app Nextdoor and mm-hmm. Yelp. There was one on Yelp.
Yeah.
Yelp didn't got messed
Are
up.
Are you paying for Yelp right now?
No. So I signed up for it, and then I canceled it right away because for some reason it merged
okay.
my account. Someone posted some pictures of work that was done by my brother, and
uh-huh.
since I went and helped mm-hmm. them, they, like, included only my first name, but I don't know how it knew, and it integrated those pictures into my Yelp account in the –
That's crazy.
And
yeah.
I can't figure out. It won't,
How long ago was this?
Like last month.
Hmm. Cool.
The job
well, if you ever want to try Yelp, by the way, I am a Yelp partner, and we do get great results on Yelp as well. But it's like you just use them. I would have to get like an exception, you know, kind of thing. But it sounds like you weren't even like – you like canceled them right away at the same time. So maybe I could. But my point is Yelp can get you some good results, too, if you do it right. A lot of people, like, screw up, though, doing Yelp. Like, they don't know how to set it up right. So when we set up people with Yelp, like, we have the best of the best of the Yelp team, right, get involved. And we're, like, literally getting you, like, but the problem with Yelp and, like, even Angie's, because I consider them kind of like the same thing, is,
yeah.
you know, Yelp and Angie send that same lead to your competitors, right? And it makes it super competitive for you. So, but Yelp can get you leads, but it's just a very competitive lead, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, Google's
But
like
Google's
that.
Where
I mean,
it's at. Google's
so
where
Google
it's at.
So Google doesn't send
know?
The lead to anyone else?
No. I mean, does but, you know, people can still call other companies, but, you know, Google's not, like, you know, you being on top of Google and you, like, and they call you, they're not, they're, you know, like, Google's not going to send that phone call to somebody else or anything, right?
So does that
like,
mean,
I mean,
is that what
businesses the, on the first page of Google all the time. I mean, like, Google never sent that to anybody else, right? So that's the same thing is what I'm basically saying. They don't send
okay,
that
so
lead
that's,
up.
Is that... Is that what they consider a lead, though? Like, if someone goes on Google, searches for contractor, and a contractor in Quakertown, my name comes up, and they press call, that's the lead? That's going to be their lead?
Well, that's not – well, like, okay, it depends on where they call. If they're calling off the map section, that's your like, your $299 package, right? But at the very tippy top under the ones we were talking about, right, under sponsored businesses, that's the pay-per-lead. Right. When you eventually, like, once we do that down the road, Dylan, right? But the only time you get charged for that call, again, remember back to what we were talking about, is when you get pricing over the phone on that, or you agree to meet them. So you're going to know the differential of whether it's a pay-per-lead call or if it's just a regular map section call. Okay.
Okay.
So let me say that clearly. You're going to know the difference because of how the caller ID comes up. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll know exactly, and we'll train you on that. That's a great question, by the way, because we're going to train you on that. But again, we're not starting with the pay-per-lead. So your flat rate of $299 right now, that is like going to cover at a flat rate, right? It's not like we're locking this in. It doesn't go up on you, right? The pay-per-lead will be the next step down the road.
So I can, so there could be like 100 people, whatever, call me from the map part, and it's not going to bill me, right?
Other than your $299 now.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
That's why it's a great package, right? This is a good package to start on, right? Like I said, over time, the pay-per-leads are going to be very beneficial for your growth, okay? Long-term. Okay. So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other items required for your Google business profile verification. Okay. Now, we're going to request what we need from you so you'll know, okay? But we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Okay, so I would get on to make sure your address is correct on your LLC, right, so that you can get the updated on there as quickly as possible, okay? Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days upon request?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is December 15th, 2025, and the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 15th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Again, I'll text you that number. Don't worry. You may speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent your charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And then now I'm going to send you a couple quick text messages. And then while I'm doing that, yeah.
Real quick. Am I going to be dealing with somebody that speaks English, though?
Oh, yeah. You mean at my company?
Yeah, like whoever's going to be handling my...
Oh, yeah. You know? All our account reps are here in California. So, yeah, you're going to definitely... sometimes some of our customer service people are, like, overseas, but everybody speaks great English with our company, right?
Okay.
There's no, like, Mickey Mouse or you're going to have, yeah. That's a great question, by the way, yeah. Our company firmly believes in, like, you being able to speak to somebody. But, yeah, you're going to see. Your account manager will be great. You're not going to get some guy out in a foreign country, you know. You're going to be fine. So, okay? Yeah, that's a great question, though, yeah. Yeah, and if you ever have any problems or anything, send me a text or, email me. You know, I get tons and tons of communication, and I'm going to, like I said, keep on top of you, make sure you're doing what you need to do, right? Like, I have a electrician right now in Hawaii, right? And I'm, like, been on them because I'm like, guys, I need you to get more 5-star reviews. Use the tool, right? And they started taking it more seriously. So, I'm glad they, start kicking in gear. So have you been keeping tabs of all your clients that you've done business with, Dylan? Like, do you have it all organized, like on an Excel sheet or like somewhere, like all like put together? Have you been keeping organized on that?
Yeah, so my invoice app has pretty much almost every customer I've ever done a job for.
How many jobs have you think you've done, like even in the last maybe couple of years now, would you say? 100?
More than that.
Wow. So you're going to be able to get, you're going to be able to get reviews real quickly, which is good. Really
yeah,
good because,
so,
uh-huh.
I did reach out to a bunch of them and, like ask for reviews on like Build Zoom. And I did have some do on my Google profile. They gave me a bunch. I had a couple 5-star reviews. And then it got canceled. So I don't know if those reviews will still be there.
Yeah, usually when they reactivate, they come back, but we're going to see, you know? Even if not, like, what you'll do, and eventually once I get your Google business profile established with my team, right, I'm going to send you a nice email to show you how to use our app to start getting 5-star reviews. All you got to do is type their name into the, like, app portion, right, and their phone number, and then it sends them out a really custom text message with your link to the Google page, and it's that easy. Like, and you'll start getting reviews. I have a company right now that just got 9 5-star reviews literally in the last couple of weeks by using it. Literally. So that's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I only ever left one job on bad terms.
And it's going to happen. And you know what? You're going to get somebody that might put a bad review up on there. The good news is we have a remediation platform, too, that can help you dispute that bad review. So want to keep your image clean and keep you looking good. So that's something that we're going to definitely help you along the way, too. So we have it all for you to help you, like, scale this thing at a comfortable rate. But definitely it takes step by step. Let me ask you this. Nobody else you want on this account, correct? You're the only one that's going to be on this account, like no any authorized users or anything?
Yeah, as of right now, yeah. Can I always change? Okay. Can I change that?
Yeah, you can always add somebody on it. I just want to ask. what do you want your hours of operation to be online? Like Monday through Friday, what do you want? And then are you open on Saturday? And then Sunday, probably you're closed, correct?
Yeah, so Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to, let's say, 5:30 p.m.
Okay. Nice, I like that. You're hardworking. Okay. What about Saturday?
Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, perfect. And then you want to be able to receive payments like PayPal's and other different things on your website as well, correct? How do you take payment usually? Do you have like an app or like a Square or something? Or?
So my invoice app that I use allows them pay with like a credit card or whatever, but most of the
time. Can we link it to your website? Is there a way to do that? Have you like looked into that?
I'm not sure because it uses, I think, PayPal.
Okay. So we can actually use, so when we get your website, we'll figure out a way because we do PayPal integration on the websites. So we'll figure out how to take your thing and the PayPal thing and try to put it all together. Okay, I'm not 100% on it, but I think we can probably make it happen. That's what I'm saying. So that would be kind of cool to be able to do all that and have it like on your website too. You know?
Yeah.
But we'll work hard on trying to get that taken care of. So that's another thing. You should have got some like automated text messages. Let me know if you did or not.
Yeah. Right, I got the
one that says like something about invoice, and then And then there's a link there that says localsplash.com/invoice. I need you to click on that real quick. And then it's going to ask you to sign that with your name. And then agree, like there's three check boxes that you have to agree on that. Like one's like communication consent.
Yep. All right. And it says, welcome to Local Flash. Sign in.
Yep. And then your username and password got emailed to you. I strongly suggest you download the app too. If you just go on, like, I don't know if you use an iPhone or an Android, but you can easily find it. It's just the LS. Like you type in Local Splash under the, like where you find apps, and then it's just an LS. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so you can download that like now or later, doesn't matter. It's not super essential or important. Obviously, we just set up your account, so there's not going to be a lot in your dashboard. But if you go on the dashboard right now, I'll show you something real cool while I got you on the phone. Let me know when you're in the dashboard. Well,
where's the username and password?
It should go through your text. There's a text message.
Oh, my text. Okay. I thought it was an email.
Yeah. Yeah, and it does email it to you as well.
Yeah. So my text it says. Copy. I don't see it.
You don't see it?
I got the invoice.
Okay. But you don't see another like text message that says with your username and password in there? Well, here, I'll send it to you right now. It's called client credentials here. I'm going to send you the text again. No worries. Sometimes, you know, it's all automated, yeah, but it usually does.
It was only the one with the link.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to send it to you again. No worries. Because you know what? You got to have your email. Here we go. And boom. Let me know once you get this. Usually takes a second. Right. Okay, so it gives you your username and password. The username is your phone number. Password is MapSplash. Okay. Let me know when you're logged in.
Okay.
What's that?
It says connect Google, allow access to your Google business profile so we can optimize it.
Yeah, you can hit yes. I mean, right now it's like we still got to get it on suspended, so it's not going to do anything anyways. But yeah. And then at the top, you see where it says reviews at the way top?
It's making me sign in.
Yeah.
Okay, so go back to the home page, and then what do you say? Where am I supposed to go now?
Okay, so are you logged in?
Yeah, I'm logged in.
Okay, you see at the way top, there's a section that says reviews.
It says switch to old view. It has my.
There's no section that has a drop down at the top that says reviews. Nothing there.
It's a drop down. All right, reviews. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Click on that.
Okay.
And then there should be, hold on. And then once you click on reviews, there should be something that says request review.
I see one that says request history.
You don't see where it says like reviews when you hover over that, and then like it does a drop down says like request a review.
On the actual drop down screen, because I clicked on reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took me to a page and it says reviews, total reviews zero, average reviews zero.
But there's nothing that says request review. Are you using the app or the website?
I'm on the website.
Okay, gotcha. So when you like hover your screen here, let me go over. When you hover your screen over it, and then so I'm going in your client dashboard right now. So when I hold on, like when I click on reviews, or like I hover over it, maybe because of your Google Business, hold on, maybe normally like a drop down. Well, I see. It's probably because your Google review, like your Google page hasn't been linked up yet. So that's why there's no request reviews yet. But when we get your Google Business profile like actually established, that's how you're going to do it. You'll click on reviews and then it will have like, it'll drop down, you know, like on the side of it. You see like on the next side of it says ad campaigns. You know how it has like campaign management, Facebook ads, Google ads, Yelp ads. You see how it has like a drop down? Well, when your Google Business profile page gets established, under that review section, there's going to be like a drop down where it's going to be able to say request review. Right? Okay. And then you'll be able to enter their information. I'll send you the email on how to do it too, just so you can see what I'm trying to say. But this is like what I'm trying to say. Here, let me send it to you right now before I forget. But this is what is really going to be hugely implemental for you. Okay. So you can kind of see it. Top tier. Here we go. I'm going to send it to you right now. Give me a second. How to get 5-star reviews. Okay. Before I forget, what's a day we can get on like a 45-minute call for you? Go over some things on the account. We're going to go over more of this stuff too.
Do I need to be in front of a computer?
No, you can use your cell phone if we need to.
Okay.
But no.
If I can be on my phone, then
pretty
much I can do any day of the week.
Okay.
I would say Wednesday and Thursday, I'm a bit busy, but I can still make
it
work.
Do you want to do tomorrow or do you want to do Friday?
Let's do, what time tomorrow?
Great question. I could do either morning or afternoon.
If you can do afternoon, I can. Can we do like 3:00?
I could do either a noon, or I could do like a 4:30 tomorrow.
4:30 work.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Perfect. Okay, did you see that email I sent you? That's what I'm talking about, like how to get the 5-star reviews. Yeah. So it'll have like a, like when you click on reviews and then in the middle of it, there'll be like a request review thing of it. So where you're able to like actually get like 5-star. But right now, since you're like, I think your Google Business profile isn't established or linked in yet, that's why it's not, that feature's not there yet, because you can't request a review when you're don't have a business profile yet. Make sense? So once we get all that done, then you can start getting the 5-star reviews.
It's saying that my profile number 2509309.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's probably or you started to get that linked already. So our technology is really good, but we got to get it unsuspended, you know? So you can't get 5-star reviews on a suspended Google Business profile. So step by step, you know? But we'll definitely work with you to get that handled, but definitely check on your LLC address. And if that address is off, do you know how to update it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you can watch a YouTube video if you don't know how to do it, like how to update address on LLC and PA. You know, I think it's probably something so easy. To update your PA LLC address, you must notify the PA Department of State, the PA Department of Revenue, right? And then you'll file the certificate of change, and here's the form number, DSCB15-0. I'll text it to you. You got to file the certificate of change. Super easy. You can do that, actually, like there's a website on the government website to do that, by the way.
So, yeah, I think it's like,
hopefully
yeah,
you don't need that.
I don't think, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have it updated already.
Yeah, but if not here, I'm going to send you the form here so you can do it, and then you can just figure out how to get on the website or whatever. Gotta love it, you know, always. It shouldn't be that difficult. You're a smart guy. Okay. All right, so I'm going to get you down 4:30 Eastern time tomorrow, okay? We'll give you a call, right, go over some things on the account, and then you're going to get another call with your account manager probably, like, sometime maybe next week or the following week, and then that will be, like, pretty much the gist of the communication this month, and then next month we'll set up another call for you, right? To start going over some things. And then I'm going to set a reminder to, like, sometime in the January-ish, we can start talking about the paper leads during that time and kind of see where you're at with everything. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. And is this the
all right, well, great. I'm glad we were able to make this happen for you, and you're the one taking this position. And we'll take good care of you, Dylan. Anytime you ever need anything, feel free to reach out. But we'll definitely be talking to you tomorrow. Okay?
And this number that you called me from, the 267-491, mm-hmm. is this mm-hmm. your number, or is this the number that I should? You said I thought
okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Number. I mean, you can text that. You can call it. That's fine, yeah. You can call or text it at any time. Yeah, and then my contact information is in my email, too. So either way, like, you can call this number. You can text this number, or if you need to get a hold of me directly, too. My contact information is in the email. You can email me. You can text me. I see everything. So what I'm saying is, like, I'm able to keep in touch with you. So I'm very easy to get a hold of. So I always recommend, though, just text me. Like, or like, if you need anything, just text me. Or, hey, Matt, can you jump on a phone call? Because I talk to guys like you all day, so I'm always on the phones. But, you know, the best way to get a hold of me is just text me. Or if you have any questions, again, I'm super easy to get a hold of. So. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, definitely. You'll definitely, yeah, no worries. You'll definitely be hearing from me along the way, Dylan. So, you know, you're going to have a whole support team behind this. So we're not just going to forget about you. So that's one thing, you know, like, we want you as a long-term client. So, you know, we're going to make sure that you're successful. Like, as long as you just make your calls and you answer your phone, like I told you earlier, you'll be fine. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool. You have any other questions for me, or did I get all your questions answered?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Okay. And if you think of any, feel free to text me or just ask me tomorrow, because I'll be talking to you tomorrow as well. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Matt.
All right, sir. Well, you have a great rest of your evening. Welcome aboard, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 4:30.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Dylan. You take care. All right. Bye-bye now.
Peace out.